100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Welcome everyone to your Tuesday. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Ari.
Howdy.
Good morning, Crevo.
How's everyone vibing today?
Look, yesterday I left here feeling like I'd been hit by a bus.
Why?
I was just done.
Tired, was it?
After tired, a bit of a head cold, bit of everything.
Oh, no.
I feel a lot better today.
Oh, good. We're on the move.
I feel a lot better today. So we've dosed up to the nines.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What have you had?
Yeah.
You got the codrils going on?
We've got codrils. We've got cough mixture.
Oh.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
So that's what you carry in your backpack to work every day, is just stuff to make sure that you don't get sick again.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
As you should.
Like chemist and going on over here.
Yeah?
Some soap.
That's
it. Hey, you never know when you might need a little hand sanitizer. I get it.
Never know.
True.
How are you today, Ari?
Oh, I'm feeling it this morning.
It's your turn, is it?
It is my turn to feel under the weather. No, it's all right. Look, it's an interesting start to the week, but yeah. It'll be fine. Everything will pick up.
You've got a very cozy-looking jumper on there.
I feel like a giant teddy bear today.
It's sort of got that look, doesn't it?
Yeah, like fluffy and blue.
Win at the fair or something, you know, if you play that little fishing competition.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, there's a, you know, they have the huge teddy bears.
Yeah, like just string me up. I am your prize.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And the Olympic Games officially kicking off tomorrow. The rugby sevens are tomorrow. The football starts tomorrow. The Olympic ceremony, opening ceremony is on, it'll be Friday night, Saturday morning hour, Saturday our time. But because there's so many different competitions and different rounds for the sevens, rugby sevens, and the soccer, the football, they're starting it early. So that starts as of tomorrow. And the news
really?
The news kicking about is whether Jess Fox, the canoeist, is going to be our flag bearer. She's the favourite. She's tipped.
You have to have her.
Everyone's thinking that it's going to be her, and rightfully so. The Paralympic team flag bearers have already been named.
Great.
It is track and field star Madison DeRosario and swimmer Brendan Hall. So they're going to be carrying the flag for Australia in the Paralympics. Breaking last night into this morning for the USA, flag bearer is none other than LeBron James.
Oh. That's elite. That's a flex, isn't it?
Mm. It certainly is.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to do probably all right.
You think
in
so?
In the basketball.
You think so.
Oh, they're going to dominate.
I mean, often, though, their best players are not allowed to play.
Well, they said
they're often signed to the NBA. They're like, no.
They've said that LeBron has missed the last two Olympics.
That's the thing.
That's not fair. Like, even if you do play in the NBA, you should be able to represent your country in the Olympics, in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. But they're usually blocked because they say, well, if you, you know, break your Achilles, trying to win gold or whatever, that doesn't help our team. And commercially,
that's so
no money.
Bad.
Yeah, but that's how it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Americans want to stay the most and the best of the world for everything, you know, let their NBA players have, you know, play a bit of hoop in the Olympics.
You should take it up with the NBA.
I will.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can see what their point of view.
You can see it, but at the same time, I'd rather represent my country.
Yeah? Yes,
there's always that option.
Or would you like hundreds of millions?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, both. You get paid. You get paid an absolute lot to go to the Olympics as well. Surely.
Oh, good on you, LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That'll be cool.
So yeah,
cool to see.
LeBron's in. It's also come out in the last couple of days that local Paralympian Lauren Parker has also made the team. So we're trying to get her on the show sometime this week. So
fingers crossed.
Get that across the line. Yeah, opening ceremony, the Olympics officially start on the 26th, which is Friday. So that's in France. So it'll be the 27th our time.
Oh, exciting.
Are you guys going to watch the opening ceremony? I'm thinking I will.
I don't know. Yeah,
absolutely.
What time is it?
Oh, the
live Google.
Yeah, all right. Sometime. It'll be sometime.
Yeah, I'm thinking like breaking out the popcorn.
Oh, yeah. A bit of fun.
Yeah, maybe a bit of orange juice.
If there's one I want to watch, it'll be the French one. I just love France, and I think they do a good job.
You have a weakness for France.
Yeah, I do. And I just think they'll make it very visually appealing.
Like going down on the boats down the Seine?
I don't know what they're going to do, but the whole thing will be great. Mm.
The opening ceremony is scheduled for 8:24 in Paris on July 26th, which is in Australia, New South Wales, 4:24 a.m. on the 27th.
That Saturday morning?
Yeah. So
I'll be sleeping.
No, Saturday the 27th, yeah, 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping.
We're used to getting up that early.
I'm not getting up that early. UFM. The Novos. The Novos. Hey, now though, a fisherman has been caught illegally. This is up in Wales. He's been caught illegally with a salmon up his sleeve.
Wales is a strange place. Have you heard their accent?
Well, it is a great accent.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Neither can I.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, neither would I. Anyway, in this particular river, you're not allowed to take the wild fish out of the river. You're allowed to fish for them, but it's a fish and throwback type situation.
See, I don't get that.
Catching
just as a side
and
note.
Kissing them and putting them back.
Why would you bother?
They're not big enough.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Just keep them.
Well, you're not allowed to.
No one's going to know.
A great philosophy.
Rebellion. I'm starting a rebellion with fish.
Are you? Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Well, this guy, Stephen Samuel, almost Samuel, 64 years of age.
That would be good.
If only.
Yeah.
Was spotted. How's this? What a naughty boy. He was spotted by another person from an angling club who saw him walking suspiciously, and his coat was not hanging normally. This is what they said.
It's still moving. The coat is flapping with the fish.
So apparently they confronted him, and he had a 79-centimeter salmon up his jacket, like hanging down his sleeve. Apparently a bit of the head kept poking out the bottom, and he kept like pushing it back in. You've been caught with a 79-centimeter fish.
That's He's big. Taken the old five-finger discount trick and tried to apply it in the wild.
He went, ooh, I could have some, you know, a bit of salmon sashimi here. You know, maybe some lovely fillets.
79 centimeters, that's a deep... You'd think, if we're talking size,
yeah,
that's a pretty decent size catch.
That's a big fish.
You'd think, I wonder why that they're asking to throw it back.
It's to do with, like, the species and stuff, that, you know, and also... like that particular area, they're not allowed to take any fish out.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a blanket rule.
Pretty much.
I thought it was for that type of fish. The blanket rule. Oh, yeah. No, come on. You know the rules. Don't do it.
Exactly. He's fined $4,800.
Oh, that's a bit steep, isn't it?
For trying to get one salmon.
Smells a bit fishy.
Mate, that was bad.
That's the worst smelling part of this whole situation. That's it. UFM. The
Novos. The Novos. I love a bit of space chat.
Yes.
Like, it is my favourite thing because there's always a development going on. It turns out that we might be able to live on the moon sooner than setting up camp on Mars.
Well, you'd think that would be easier. Well, it's a lot closer.
Well, they've always said that Mars is more livable.
Yeah,
I mean,
we've been to the moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I understand that. But the thing is, scientists this week over in Italy, of course, it's Italy, we're, you know, innovators.
He's doing accents now.
Oh, God, I'm just hopeless. Claim to have actually discovered the first lunar cave on the moon. This offers shelter from the harsh surface environment and could support long-term human exploration of the moon. So basically, they found this big crater and it goes kind of deep below the surface. And it's more livable, apparently, than the actual surface.
I wonder why that is. Probably just the shelter element. Already got a
Possibly.
Roof type of that's thing.
Pretty much. You don't have to build a structure
you
on
have
that.
To build,
You've already got one living in a cave.
Yeah, that's it. You just put a little door on it. Jobs are good.
Interesting that we're kind of like going back in time to being cavemen.
Well, basically, like, aren't we?
We can park the SpaceX in there as well.
Yeah.
So you got a car park, underground car park.
People pay a premium for that.
Absolutely.
$80 a day at Wilson's car parking in Sydney.
Yeah, so. It's not cheap. And I bet the moon, of course the Wilson's will be there. They'll be one of the first companies up there.
Obviously.
It'll set up a little boom gate. Oh, your credit card's declined again. Annoying.
Well, this discovery comes as NASA continues with its ambition to set up its, what they call, Artemis Base Camp in the lunar south region within the decade.
Jeez.
So within the next 10 years, this could be a reality.
Space camp. That's fun.
That's it. But the features are the best bit of NASA's design. You ready?
Yeah.
It includes 3D printed houses.
Oh, yeah.
Banging and smashing with all your hammers.
Banging. Oh, that's my favourite bit. How annoying.
Oh, we are PG on this show, please, Crevo. You can also then play football on laser-cut pitches. So basically, lasers are cutting
things. Yeah.
You can also wear Prada spacesuits. So Prada are going to be the ones to design what you're going to wear in space. And then there's also going to be a magnetic railway system.
Oh, look, I'm sure this will only happen next couple of years.
Pipe dream.
What, are you serious? Come on, Scott. Look how quickly they built the light rail in Newcastle. Surely they'll build a magnetic railway on the moon soon.
Well, the city to Newcastle, the express train, it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah, very soon. 100%
locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Newcastle is playing host today to the Minister for Housing, Julie Collins. She's in town meeting with Federal Member for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton, plus members of state and local governments to announce something to do with housing for Australians.
Oh, good morning, Julie.
Yes, that's coming at 8:30 this morning. So three things I reckon it could be.
Okay, go.
Three things I hope it will be.
Yeah.
Number one is a ban on those crank windows where you have to, like, on all new houses where you need to wind the windows and they come out. Now,
very
I've got them on my place.
Yeah.
And we've had people come around because we're like, can we get rid of these and put the slide windows in? They're so much better. They go, well, actually, because 100% of the window is technically open with the cranking, they're actually better than 50% of the slide ones. Believe it or not, that's the logic behind them.
We have windows like that in our house.
So hopefully a ban on all crank windows, get rid of it.
That's your number one thing you want gone.
Another ban will be on live, laugh, love signs. If she comes in and says no new homes are allowed live, laugh, love signs, I'm happy.
Scott, that is an impossibility.
It is impossible.
Every single new house has one of those.
But if there's one person to do it, it's the Minister for Housing.
Well, fingers crossed.
You know what? Can you just give us housing that we can actually buy and afford? That would be great. That's all we need.
Impossible.
And the third thing that I really, really want the Minister for Housing, Julie Collins, if you're listening.
Yeah.
All new homes must have a chimney for Santa Claus. I don't know. You're putting Santa Claus to work. Every single year, you've got to have a chimney.
Santa needs to be challenged.
Well, look.
He's challenged enough. He's got a lot going on.
With just a belly full of cookies.
Yeah.
Just let him go. All new homes must have a chimney.
Yeah, and wider ones, so it's easy access.
I reckon if she comes to Newcastle and announces those three things today, I'll be a happy bloke.
New FM. Hey! We're gonna wanna remember. The Novos. On this day.
Taking a look back into history, it is July 23rd today. 23 is my family's number. It's our lucky number, so this is a good omen.
You have a family lucky number. That's fun. Do you have fun, Scott?
I have my favourite number, but not a family number.
What's your favourite number?
9.
Oh, I'm writing these down.
No particular reason, I just love the number 9.
Yeah.
Interesting, it looks pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look back at what happened on this day. In 1903, motor company Ford sold its first automobile called Ford Model A. There you go. 1903, guys, that's incredible.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Very long time ago.
Very old.
They've stayed in business all that time. Yeah. Impressive.
Good on them. In 2010, so jumping forward quite a bit, One Direction on this day is formed during the X Factor show with Niall, Harry, Liam, Zayn and Louis joined together. That was iconic.
It feels, I guess, I thought they'd be longer ago. 2010 feels too recent.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
No. That was the first time I ever found out what love is.
Oh, really? Which one do you love the most?
I fell in love with Liam and Niall.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite One Direction?
Well, Harry.
Right.
Duh. Harry is great.
That is the correct answer.
He's wonderful.
There is only one answer. Okay. It's Harry.
All right. Moving right along, three things popped up on this day in 2019. The first, BHP becomes the first mining company to tackle pollution, saying it will invest $400 million to reduce emissions.
Don't know how they're going.
Also, in this year, Boris Johnson is chosen for the new British Prime Minister by the ruling Conservative Party to replace Theresa May. And also, the US Senate on this day passed a bill championed by comedian Jon Stewart to ensure that the 9/11 First Responders Fund never runs out of money.
Yeah, well, that's important.
Very fair.
Because, those first responders, they're going through a lot of illnesses because of what they did.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of, I guess, nasty stuff in the building of those buildings.
Oh, 100%.
And they, yeah, they need that money.
Well, not to mention for, you know, therapy and...
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah,
that as well.
Of course. Also on July 23rd, let's have a look at some birthdays. Daniel Radcliffe is 34 today. Harry Potter himself. Mm. Also Marlon Wayans, love him. He's 51.
Who is he?
Never heard of him.
Marlon Wayans, the Wayans brothers. They're a bunch of actors. They're comedic actors.
Never heard of it.
White Chicks. You seen White Chicks?
Oh, yeah.
No. But I know the movie.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, well, Marlon Wayans, he's one of the actors in White Chicks. He's one of the lead roles.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, Google it. And also fellow actor Woody Harrelson. He's 62 today. You know Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, very cool.
Legend. Also, it is National Lemon Day and National Vanilla Ice Cream Day today on July 23rd.
Two things I can get behind.
Mm-hmm. I cannot get behind sugar-free ice cream.
Oh, well, no.
I've never had it.
Who can? I have. It's awful.
Low-fat ice cream. No, for what ice cream? Give me the good stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
The real stuff or nothing. And the other thing I hate is sugar-free lemons. They're terrible as well. I cannot get behind sugar-free lemons. Let's try and ban both. That would be ideal.
Yeah. UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Scott, you're famous on the show for liking to save a dollar on your grocery products, yeah?
Why limit it to grocery products? I'll save a dollar anywhere.
Yeah, you're a thrifty man.
Yeah, of course.
And I admire that about you.
Not cheap. Thrifty.
Thrifty, yeah.
I'm cheap.
There you go. Yep. You might enjoy this too, right? And you also love Costco.
As a supermarket expert,
Costco is one of your favourites.
I would willingly pay, and I would too willingly pay, a $60 membership every year just for the experience of going there and having a geezer of what's what they got on sale.
Oh, they're so good in there.
It's a very exclusive club, isn't it, to get in there?
Well, they don't really have too many parameters.
you have to pay to go.
If you can afford the $60, you're in.
Yeah, there you go. So how about my excitement when I see this new product and I think, this is perfect for Scott. First of all, it applies to his thrifty nature.
Yep.
Second of all, it comes from what I'm coining Scott's Go, right, which is Scott's area of Costco. And this is... very cheap food. Now, in the past, remind us of your butter chicken purchase.
Oh, I bought 2 kilos of butter chicken for $20.
Yeah, and how long did that last?
Weeks.
So, meal after meal, you're having butter chicken.
Absolutely.
And it didn't bother you in the slightest.
Not at all. 1.2 kilos of Nutri-Grain currently getting my way through that.
Yeah. Nice. So, you don't mind a bulk purchase?
I mind it.
Yeah. Mm. How about this? They have the survival bucket. Mm. Now, this is a big, big tub. Like, do you know the when you go to an RSL or something, they've got the Maggi gravy in a bucket? Like the giant buckets of it?
I've seen them.
There you go. You've seen them. It's like one of those buckets.
Oh, no. I've seen the emergency kit you're talking about.
Oh, you've seen it. You already know what this is. It's
at Costco like a week ago and I haven't seen it.
Well, get ready. Strap in. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's in a giant square sort of plastic bucket with a lid, right? Mm. You crack open that lid. That's what opening. And inside are 150 food pouches.
Ooh.
Now, these are designed for, usually people eat them in like, oh, you've got a flood in your area, can't get to town or something like that. Or maybe you're a doomsday prepper and you want to have heaps of food there. But Scott, how affordable is this?
Very.
For $169, you get 150 food pouches with a variety of flavours. So don't worry about having butter chicken every day. You can have chicken Alfredo, creamy pasta and vegetables, teriyaki rice, cheesy macaroni, as well as puddings, cereals, and something called orange drink mix.
Surely that's just a Fanta.
Yeah, like Fanta.
Surely.
So you got a Fanta knockoff and all of those delicious meals. Also, don't worry about them expiring. They have a 25-year shelf life.
Oh my God.
25-year?
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is a different product. I found one for 5 years.
Maybe it's like the extra maximum, but like 5 years is best before, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe you've got the adult version. I'm looking at the kid version.
No. Okay, how about this? So, if you have one pouch per meal, that will last you 50 days. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So 3 meals a day, 50 days, and enjoy some orange Fanta knockoff along the way.
Sure.
At $169, that's approximately $3 a day.
That's not bad.
Wow.
$1,095 a year, all of your food is covered. Now, I don't know what your food bill is now, but I bet you it is more than that.
It's much more than that.
Do you know, yesterday I got a phone call from the HelloFresh people.
Oh, yeah.
I got, I don't want to say... the word conned, but yeah. I got conned into filling in the survey.
Oh,
for some free food. What are you
well,
trying to
I
get?
Saw I saw it online, and it was like I've clearly misread the title of the survey because I read free, and it was like get. And I interpreted it as that the whole thing was free. No, no, it's just discounted. Anyway, yeah. Beside the point. This is a better deal than that.
Yeah, well,
much, much better deal than that.
So even though we're not living in doomsday times, I mean, after COVID, anything is possible. But would you still, like, buy this just for your everyday type of use?
Well, I think Scott should because he loves a deal.
I don't know whether I would, though, because...
You have taste buds.
I have taste buds, but I might get a little bit bored. I like the fact...
You had butter chicken for 9 months continuously.
Yeah, but if I wanted to go to McDonald's, I still would.
Yeah, but, Crevo, unless Guzman and Gomez is doing survival packs, I don't think Scott will do it.
Well, if they did, though...
Oh, jeez. I'd take a Cali burrito any day of the week.
A Guzman and Gomez bucket, Scott is ready to go.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novo. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And last night I felt this overwhelming need to take a trip down memory lane. So I love photos. I love our family photos, all of our albums, all of our digital products.
Do you have a lot in books? Like the old like those funny red and blue books?
Yeah.
That was red and blue, weren't they?
No, I don't think it's red and blue, but we have a lot of like hand-stitched books and all the customised ones. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But the ones that I wanted to go and look through last night were all on the old digital camera. So like between 2005 and like 2011, we just had like this Nikon silver camera, and we just took it with us everywhere, on every trip, on every holiday.
That's fun.
And I was like, I just want to go and look at these photos. Anyway, it took about 2.5 hours to find where the hell we put all of these little photos and images. I'm like, Mum, where did you store them? She's like, oh my God, I actually have no idea. So we were like, do we have a cloud account? Do we have the files on a hard drive?
Try and hunt them all down.
Oh, my God. It took all night to try and find these.
Did you get them in the end, though?
We did. Half of them don't work, but yes.
Any funny ones of, the family doing something funny?
Oh, yeah, and it's always me. I'm the weirdest person to take photos with.
Will you share a funny one on the Instagram?
Oh, it just depends what you want to say.
Well, @Novos_ get in touch.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually when you go through a family album, there's always somebody who's done something hilarious in a photo, right?
Well, let me know what cringe photos or settings you want.
I've got no idea. Yeah, you find the photo and put it up.
Yeah,
that'll
be
great.
Okay.
There's a little challenge for you.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Asking the question on 4967 4105... for things that went wrong on school camp.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of those core memories that you have. It doesn't matter, what happened. You always remember school camp.
Yep.
Around here, it's the Great Aussie Bush Camp.
The one and only.
It is iconic. Mm-hmm. I feel like I grew up on the Central Coast.
Yep.
And even down there, everyone I knew, even in different schools, everyone went there at some point.
Yeah, well, it is based at North Arm Cove, so very easy to get there from Hawk's Nest. So it's near Hawk's Nest, so it's, further north, but it still
it's not that far.
No.
It's essentially in the big block of land behind where was the fiberglass Uluru.
That's it.
So that was obviously iconic on the road there for a long time, burnt down a few years ago.
Yep.
But the Great Aussie Bush Camp, oh, my God, when I was there, for example, in the few days, I think you're only there 2 nights.
Usually. Okay,
something along those lines. One of my mates tipped over his kayak, went straight in the drink. That was, everyone talked about that for the rest of the time. Another one burnt his toe when we were making like Billy tea or something.
Oh,
and of course, tipped straight on his toe. Out to that was a whole thing, covering it in cream and stuff, trying to get it better. And then someone had a possum break into their tent and went through the tent in the middle of the night. Some of the kids couldn't sleep after that. The whole thing was a drama.
The wildlife there is an interesting bunch.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a teacher?
Can you imagine
dealing with kids on camp?
I think it'd be kind of funny, to be honest.
First time away from their parents
ever. Yeah.
And then he burns his toe and goes miss, it's on you.
It's all your fault. Look, you get over it, though. They're character building, yeah. I guess, experiences.
Bonding.
That's right. Another camp I went on wasn't that one. It was a couple of years after, I think. We're in this the tiniest, flimsiest tent, and it rained the entire time.
Oh.
It absolutely bucketed down, and I thought I'd had it made because some reason, like, there was an odd number of kids, and I was like, I'll take a tent to myself, no dramas.
Yeah, done.
Not scared, and I was like, I've got heaps of space. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realise, if you push your bag up against the wall of the tent, the two, like, outer and inner layers touch, and all the water just poured into the tent.
Oh,
everything.
I was, no.
My sleeping bag was soaked. No. It was an absolutely awful experience.
Oh, my God.
What about you guys? Anything go wrong on school camp?
Oh, I think I've said this before. A girl broke her arm on our year six camp. She rolled off the top bunk bed.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Classic gear.
Classic gear. And you talk about that for ages,
Karina,
don't you?
If you're listening, we're all laughing at you. That was so funny.
What about yourself, Ari? Did you go to the Great Aussie Bush Camp?
I did. Yeah. I think I had some really embarrassing moments, I think. Like, I just... I'm terrible for it. Like, I embarrass myself all the time. But two things that happened to me on this camp. One of them was I was getting, like, changed in, like, my cabin and accidentally left, like, the curtains open or something. So, so there was a bit of flashing going on unintentionally. And then the other part was, like, obviously it was really muddy in some areas, like near the high ropes courses and whatnot. So, you know, my shoes got stuck and I fell over.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing as well.
Classic gear, that's what happens.
Yeah, you're at camp, of course you're going to fall over in the mud. Mm. It's just a guarantee.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. Everyone laughed at me. It's such a change to now.
Exactly. This is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. Have you got a memory of, like, the Great Aussie Bush Camp? I believe it's still up and running, which
is
cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Iconic all these years later. Well, what went wrong on school camp?
Well, let's go to Windermere Park with Marty. Good morning, Marty. What's your story?
Morning, Novos. How are you?
Oh, good. Great.
So, probably similar to you, Ari, but I also got hazed on the bush camp. I was getting changed in my sleeping bag.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's smart to get changed
smart,
in your sleeping bag. Yeah.
And I was completely starkers, and one of the boys goes, "Are you naked, Nina?" And I'm like, "Nah." They worked out that I was. Oh. All of a sudden, I am outside of the cabin, and the pretty girls and the teacher that was head of the girls on the camp walked past, and here I am, like, "I miss our girls." Lock myself out.
Please tell me this wasn't, like, year five camp.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That is an experience you would never forget.
It's
probably giving himself confidence.
Well,
though,
it does sound like a very confident man to this day. So.
Confidence is one word. Trauma is another.
Yeah. Look, well, I don't want to say it's all part of the camp experience. Because it should not be. It should not be.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Feeling in the mood to give away some more prizes this morning. We're playing Lowest to Lux. This is how it works. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive. If you do that correctly, you will be walking away with the prize this morning. Karibo, what is it?
$50 to spend for Foundry Cafe on King. Foundry Cafe on King, ridiculously good food and coffee in a flash. Now, I'm looking at this food. It's stunning.
Well, this is a part of the brand new hotel on King Street.
That's right.
It's called 291. It's a beautiful place.
So if you're there, you're trying this probably before, you know, many people haven't tried it.
Exactly.
You've got a brag right there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, have you tried the new Foundry Cafe on King?
Yeah, five-star hotel, five-star
experience.
Cafe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is the experience, isn't it?
That's it. And people are like, "No, I haven't tried it yet." Don't worry, I'll tell you all about it. And you went for free, which is even better.
Yes.
All right, if you want to win that $50 to spend however you want at the Foundry Cafe on King Street, this is your chance. 4967-4105. All you have to do is put three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, vying for this incredible prize.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to Rutherford. Trish. Now, Trish, tell us straight off the bat, what's your coffee order?
I usually like vanilla lattes and stuff like that.
Vanilla lattes, Trish?
Yeah.
That's very exotic.
Yeah, they're nice.
I'm a caramel latte girly myself, but only with almond milk.
I don't like the almond milk.
Have you ever tried the almond milk, Trish?
Probably not.
Oh, don't knock it till you try it, Trish.
You know what? I agree with you, Trish. Nut milk isn't real milk, is it?
It's not.
Nah, you can't milk an almond.
You can't milk an almond. Get rid of it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, all right, Trish. Oh, Lord. Let's get into this. You know how the game works?
Yeah, I've listened to it every morning, so yeah.
Oh, good stuff. You are well prepared.
All right, let's just jump straight into it. All right, Trish, the first item on the list for you this morning is the La Banderita brand Street Taco 20-pack from Woolworths. Ooh, that's your first.
That sounds exotic.
The second one is going to be the ProRack Vehicle Roof Rack Fitting Kit from Super Cheap Auto, and then a pack of three Crew Sport Socks from Kmart. So just a recap. The Taco 20-pack from Woolies. You've also got the roof rack fitting kit and then the pack of three Crew Sport Socks. Which one do you think is the cheapest there, Trish?
Not sure it'd be the socks or the taco kit.
Yeah, well, this is where you have to make a decision because that's what the game is.
What are you leaning towards, Trish?
Taco kits are usually... You can get a packet of 12 for about $6, so that's a packet of 20, I think they said.
Yeah, packet of 20.
Yeah, you are correct. You've been listening well.
The soft tacos, they are.
What do you think? Tortillas. What's cheaper? Come on now. I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Yeah, I'll go the socks, I'll go the taco kit, and then I'll go the roof racks, please.
Okay, locked it in. Let's do it.
Let's find out, shall we? Reveal the prices, Quizmaster Ari.
Okay. The three-pack of Crew Sport Socks from Kmart, $3.75 at the moment.
That's cheap.
It is so cheap.
It is cheap. Kmart knows how to hunt down the cheaper stuff.
All right. Then the 20-pack of La Banderita Street Tacos from Woolies. It's going to set you back $7.50.
Oh, you are still in this, Trish. Do you love a taco?
Yeah, I don't mind tacos.
Well, they go hand in hand with vanilla lattes.
Why not have both?
Yeah.
Get all the stuffs.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, let's wrap this up here.
Trish loves it.
The ProRack Vehicle Roof Rack Fitting Kit from Super Cheap Auto. It's going to cost you $90. You've got to go here.
You are going to be living large, Trish, at the Foundry Cafe on King. Are you ready?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you. Another local winner, Rutherford's favourite daughter here on New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Quick poll around the room. Are we more of a fan of mayonnaise or aioli?
Mayonnaise.
Aioli.
In general. Aioli.
Aioli, why? If it's an order at a pub.
It tastes too, like, kind of tangy and garlicky and...
Well, I think that's the point, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's what... That, yeah, that's
yeah, but you
the
can't
point.
Have aioli with everything, but you can have mayo with everything.
See, yeah, if I'm at home, I want mayonnaise.
Yeah.
At a pub, I'll get aioli, because yes. I don't think their mayonnaise is as good.
I agree.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. 100%. Well, different types of mayonnaises, obviously. No fat, low fat, all of that gear.
Mm.
How about sweet chocolate mayonnaise?
What?
How about margarita pizza mayonnaise?
Oh, that's big.
Heinz have come out with five potential the people's mayo, in essence.
It's the people
versus Heinz flavoured mayonnaise, criminallytasty.heinz.com.au.
good branding.
Very good branding. Go and cast your vote. Which of these criminal flavours, is it a food crime or criminally tasty? Which of these food crimes should be actually made?
Oh, I'll decide this. Let's go through them.
So kicking off the list with the margarita pizza, the sweet chocolate mayonnaise, tangy coriander mayonnaise, cheesy garlic bread aioli, and smoky bacon mayonnaise.
Smoky bacon.
Hang on, I feel like that's already been invented by Master Foods, has it not? The smoky bacon one?
I don't think so.
Something similar.
I've never heard of that.
Live Google.
All right, so I'm going the bacon one. I think is great.
I'd go chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
What?
But you'd put it with something else. You'd put it with something else,
like ice cream, chocolate ice cream. That's already a thing.
Yeah, like a dessert pizza or something.
Nah.
Yeah.
100%. It's weirding me out.
Chocolate mayonnaise with banana. done.
There's already chocolate sauce out there. That's what that's for.
That's what I'm thinking it'll probably be.
Okay, yes, I do have it confirmed. Actually, it's by Heinz. It's Baconaise. They've already come out with that.
No, but this is something
this
else.
Is completely different.
Bacon, what is it something?
Smoky bacon mayonnaise.
It's the same thing.
No,
it's not. You have smoky bacon, it's you have regular bacon, you know the difference. No,
yeah, one's been smoked.
So you know it'll be better.
One's pushing back bangers.
Looks like Aldi has some type of bacon mayo as well. I don't know where, but yeah.
Yeah, Aldi probably.
No,
yeah,
but
on
like,
the shelf.
If it's around our region,
head to Mayfield. Hey, if you also jump on and cast your vote to thank you for your service in the case of the People vs. Heinz flavoured mayo, you could get your name on a Heinz bottle.
Oh.
So it could be Scott's Smoky Bacon Mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Novo's Smoky Bacon Mayonnaise.
It could be.
We could do a little team vote. That's a bit of fun, isn't
it? Yeah, we can't agree. I want chocolate. You want smoky bacon.
Yeah.
What's Ari want?
I want the margarita pizza, baby.
Yeah, tomato.
Oh, well, you mean tomato sauce?
Exactly.
I think that already exists as well. 100%
locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, guys, last night I had an absolutely stunning local beer. Mm. This is just one to try. It's called the Shout Mullet Pale Ale.
It's from Shout Brewery.
Yeah, made in Hamilton.
Okay.
And it's got somebody's like drawn a great picture of like a very Aussie looking bloke with a massive mullet. and it's just delicious. If you like those sort of hoppy pale ale types, that is Crevo's recommendation.
Okay.
Just delicious.
Lots of breweries around the area and some breweries that you don't even hear of.
Yeah, that's right. And there's another one opening up, I think, in Broadmeadow soon.
Yep.
That's currently in the works as well.
Do we know what it's called at all?
I can't remember. I'm not sure of the details. I've just heard the rumours that it's being worked on at the moment.
Method is my favourite. Or Modus.
Well, they're both great. Mm. I love Method as well. Fantastic. But yeah, if you're wanting a local drop, that is my recommendation.
And right a good there. Spot to stop in too, Shout Brewing.
Yeah.
You stop there and get yourself a paddleboard.
Yeah,
obviously
that's right.
Drink responsibly, but there's like five serving paddles.
Ari's thinking like a paddleboard for out on the ocean.
Paddleboard. I'm thinking, I know we live in like a city with water, but like really?
That's a paddling.
It certainly is.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Money goes in, money goes out. Sometimes you sit back and look at the old bank account, you go, that was a waste of money. Shouldn't have done that. I'm not talking buying almond lattes or croissants or any of those luxuries. Things that you buy and go, yeah, this would be great. And then in hindsight, you go, what a waste.
What a complete waste.
What a complete waste. I discovered over the weekend, when I was driving back from South Newcastle, Sydney, up the M1, treated myself to the songs that I purchased on iTunes back in the day. And again, I discovered that I was a bit of an edgy teenager.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of the songs were things like, I'm a big fan of Scrubs, the TV show. And
sure.
So you'd watch Scrubs and you go, that was a killer scene. The soundtrack for Scrubs is second to none. So you go, I'm going to download this one song that I loved. I'm going to pay for it. And then I'm going to have it forever. And I'm going to love it forever. Forgotten about it.
Did not.
But you've paid $1.69 for it.
So you own it.
Oh, it's mine.
Yeah.
It's legally mine. No refunds. on iTunes.
No takesy-backsies.
And the amount of times you download the cover song when you're going for the original, it happens to the best of us. And now that Spotify is a thing and radio's obviously still a thing, you go, well, why did I spend all that money on songs?
Great question.
And again, you weren't obviously meant to know that there were going to be all these streaming platforms that were to come out and you wanted to put them on your iPod, because who would have thought back in 2009 that we'd have an iPod that connects to the internet at all times in our pocket? Never, never.
You would have never guessed that.
So it begs the question, 4967-4105, what was a waste of money? What's been a waste
of money?
Have
you got one to nominate, Ari?
I do.
What have you got?
I still feel guilty about this. A couple of years ago, because, you know, I love lemonade, I love soda water, so I decided to buy a Soda Stream.
Oh, good.
I used it probably 2-3 times, a couple of pumps, and I was like, I'll just go buy it.
Yeah.
It's easier and cheaper to buy lemonade.
Well, actually, it's not cheaper to buy lemonade, but I was just like, I
can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered with this SodaStream. You have to make your own.
How much is a SodaStream?
Oh, they're not cheap. They're like $70 yeah. some of them.
Yeah.
And then the refills are like $4 or $5. Oh, we've got the canisters, which is super expensive. Yeah. But then you're paying $5 a thing.
Just for gas.
Just, well, no, yeah, for flavoring.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of
that. $5 a thing for flavoring.
And then the gas bottles.
And it's average.
Yeah.
And it's average.
It's not great.
For me, I want to nominate this. It wasn't even an iPad. It was some sort of tablet.
Okay.
It was like, it was, they all just started to become like a sort of affordable, like $300.
Like a Kindle?
So, no, it was like some Galaxy Tab or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. I'll use that all the time. That'll be different to a phone and a laptop. It's not.
Yeah.
I used it probably 10 times total. Then it just went in the drawer.
Yeah.
What a waste of money. Absolute waste
Similar vein to you, Crevo.
Yeah.
Mine, until recently, has been my laptop. Really? I bought a laptop to do an online course for 9 weeks, and then it's been collecting dust ever since. Now, I use the laptop for work every day now that I'm on the show, but I've always had a computer at a job.
Never used.
I've always had a computer or the software needed on desktop computers, never needed a laptop. It's been collecting dust.
What a waste of money, right?
Or another famous one for me is I decided that I wanted to try and take on Mark Crevo in the flipping game on Facebook Marketplace. I went to a lot of the op shops and bought stuff and went, heck yeah, I can sell this.
I remember this.
Buy it for $6, sell it for $50. Now I've got all of this garbage that I'm trying to get rid of.
Sitting
in the corner of a room that nobody wants. And honestly, I don't blame them.
What did you waste your money on? That's what we're asking here. 4967-4105.
We're heading to Madawi with Gabby. Morning, Gabby. Can you tell us, what did you waste your money on?
I like to think that COVID was a period of regrettable purchases for a lot of people. I know for me personally, I dropped over $3,000 on this top-of-the-line bike setup, you know, for indoor cycling. I got the riser at the front. It was a Wahoo. I got the little fan so it could go through my hair as I sped up, and I've used it twice. That was over $3,000 worth of kit.
Oh, my God.
I can relate to that on a personal level, Gabby. I didn't spend $3,000, but you'll never guess what I bought during lockdown.
Oh, what did you buy?
A unicycle.
Oh, yeah,
I bought a unicycle during lockdown because I was like, I'm going to get full into cycling. I'm going to get, again, great core workout.
you thought, I'll start with one wheel instead of two.
Work
your way up. What's next, putting training wheels?
Exactly.
Have another two wheels?
Yeah. But I reckon spending $3,000, Gabby, that's that is a waste of money, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was the unicycle would have been cheaper than that. Yeah
it was $20.
Oh, you can totally relate. All right, next.
Yeah, let's go to Gilston Heights. Good morning, Amber. What did you waste your money
on? Good morning. So during COVID as well, my friend had a little witchy type shop that she would do online every week, and I spent about $300 on incense.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself, Amber?
That is so much.
Every week she would have a new scent and she would say it was great, so I would buy it, but now it sits in my cupboard and I've forgotten about it.
Oh, bless you.
Do you ever burn incense?
I think I've done it twice.
Yeah, yeah. COVID hobbies. COVID hobbies.
It seems to be the magic number, doesn't it? Use it twice and be done with it.
Yeah, done. Throw it out the window.
Gabby still wins, though. $1,500 a go on that bike.
Yeah.
That's what she spent.
That's a big bike ride.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So the massive topic around our household at the moment is talking about the Milbredale Mountain Classic for this year.
Hey,
now,
what's that?
Now, I'm getting there. So basically it's just off-road racing. It's like through the bush and it's like these purposely built type of, it looks like mini monster trucks in a way.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But they're off-road racing cars.
So where is Milbredale?
West.
Okay, out west.
I haven't been there for such a long time.
Yeah, out in the bush somewhere.
Yeah,
okay.
Like near Singleton Way, you know, just.
All right. Not as far as I thought.
Anyway, okay. So we used to go to these as a kid. Like, we used to camp at the Mountain Classic over two nights, and they used to have rides there and stuff. And our good family friend Ian Cotton, like, he races every single year with, like, his big yellow, I guess, bug thing. I call it the bug. But yeah, so Samuel, my brother, his wife, and also my dad, they're all going up this year.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of like a last hurrah before people start moving overseas. But I was like, do I really want to go to this? Like, am I too old for this now?
What do you mean too old? Like, surely the people that drive.
No, as in like going camping. Like, I feel like.
You're never too old to go camping? Never. That's absurd.
I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but now that I'm, you know, an adult woman, I'm just, I like the finer luxuries in life. So.
Is there not a little hotel you can stay in town or something? Super 8 or something?
No, if you're going to do the Mountain Classic, you've got to camp there over there.
Oh, go for a camping trip.
I don't know. But yeah, so that's the whole preparation in the household at the moment.
Treat yourself to, you know, a Dagwood dog and a Portaloo.
I don't think they have Dagwood dogs out there. It's not a showground.
Oh, I thought it would be like a show there.
No.
Why don't you just drive home? It's only an hour away.
Another option.
It's an hour. It is an hour and 8 minutes, 91 clicks on the speedo.
That's not bad.
Have you ever driven an hour?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Turn around, drive, turn around, drive home again. Yeah, okay. Get the Hyundai on the open road.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. Now, around the team real quick, what's the longest time you've stayed in a job? Mine's 12 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's 12. A long time.
I think for me about 8 or 9.
Yeah,
is pretty good.
About 4.5 years.
Well, imagine being in a job since you were 15, 48 years, working for Transport New South Wales in the ferry system. Ferry master Steve Doley, he's with us on the line. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, fantastic. Very good. Well, a big congratulations to you. You've officially retired. Now, a bit of behind the scenes. When I spoke to Steve to tee up the interview, I was like, Steve, you want to have a chat to you? Are you free at this time or are you going to be working? And Steve goes, I'm retired. I'm free all the time. Steve, how does this newfound freedom feel?
Well, it's pretty good. I get up now and I thought, oh, geez, what am I going to do now? Because I had a routine going to work all the time and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And yes, it's a little bit of shock to the system at the moment. I might be able to spend a bit more time with my kids and grandkids because when you work on the ferry, you're working a 7-day-a-week roster and you only get 1 weekend out of 4 weeks.
So, what?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty busy. And over the years, I had worked 10 Christmas in 10 years straight. And one of the highlights was because I always went to work on Christmas and my young daughter thought, oh, yeah, Dad's going to work again. And, well, this day I surprised her. My wife actually wrapped me up in Christmas paper. And I jumped out of the closet we have and said, I'm home. And from this day, she still talks about that day, how special it was.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Well, Steve, 48 years, what would be the best bit?
Mm. Well, you know, you get up every morning and then you see the sunrise and the sunsets. And also, you see a lot of great people come across. You know, like, I didn't realise how many people I touched over the years because there's been people. I mean, people in shops, like there was a lady in the shop the other day in the coffee shop and said, oh, I've seen you on the paper. Can I get a photo of you?
Oh, you're a celebrity.
You are famous. You are famous. Yeah.
And also on my last trip, you know, I did my last trip with my wife and my daughter on there and I had the great crew with me. And as I was coming in the wharf, everyone on the wharf was cheering and clapping as I was getting off. You know, like, it's been wonderful.
Well, you did start driving with the ferries in your teens. What made you get into this at such a young age?
Well, you know, like, when I was going to school and my brother and my father was actually working there and my father was working on the old car ferries at the time. And as being a little boy, I used to go down there with Dad and that sort of got me interested in it. And as I was going to school, that's all I wanted to do.
Wow.
And when I actually left school, I went through some of the old papers the other day and it actually had ferry decking on it.
Oh, so that was like your predicted job, was it?
Yeah. That's all I wanted to do and that's been my dream and I actually lived my dream. And
wow, that's so cool. Now, I also believe that you met your wife on the ferry.
The story with it, like, she was in the Newcastle Workers Club there in the earthquake. When it happened, and she was coming over the ferry, you know, on her crutches, trying to get on the ferry. And at the time, like, we used to go our meal break, 9:10, and she'd be sort of struggling across the park, and I'd be looking out for her every day, sort of thing, making sure she got on that ferry. And we just got talking and things like that. And in the afternoon, I just start work a half an hour early just to see her.
Oh.
He's a romantic.
Yeah, not know. Much will make you go to work half an hour early, will it? But a beautiful a beautiful woman will.
Yeah, you could say it was the love boat story, you know.
The real love boat.
But that would be my biggest highlight ever.
And you ever found anything on the ferry? Did somebody leave something behind?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say weird, but we had a lady, an older lady there one day, and because she's been out partying at the clubs, and she's come back. Anyway, you know, like she was sick on the ferry.
Oh.
You know, I remember she lost her false teeth.
That's good.
I think she was so glad to get a false tooth back.
There you go. Love, you've forgotten these.
Yeah, while you're at it, stop drinking too many Pinots.
Yeah, that's right. Got ladies out of the water, things like that.
Oh. So people have gone overboard.
Rescued a few people, and there was one lady there. She's jumping from the brewery wharf there. anyway, we went out to get her, and she wasn't travelling real well when we got her. So we got her on the ferry and took her back. It was on a Sunday afternoon, and she didn't have any clothes on.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like we couldn't just say, oh, on your way. So we so we got some rain gear for her and a jumper and things like that. And no one
away she went.
And away she went.
And that's how you met your wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. Okay, if you had to pick one moment, Steve, the wildest thing you've seen happen on a ferry.
I was in the storm the morning the Pastor Bolton went up on the knobbies there. I did witness that.
Jeez,
and
that was big.
That was 70 knot winds plus.
Whoa.
And I meant to go on over to Stockton Wharf there, and was actually surfing the wave coming into the wharf there, and we come in, we got it tied up, and there was actually water going over the pontoon that morning. And all the windows down on stairs were just vibrating and shaking. And we actually took the ferry off that morning.
Yeah.
And we don't really do that very often.
Day off.
Yeah.
Finally off, got a day off.
Yeah, he's happy to take it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your service, first of all, because you are a Newcastle icon.
Mm-hmm.
To do that and to be a part of the fabric of this city for so long.
Yes.
A lot of people, in myself included, really appreciate it.
And we'll miss you.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll still be around, though.
I'll be still around, yes. And when I get bored and I want me fix, I'll just go back down on the ferries there for a trip.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah. You pay full price or you get a discount?
No.
I've got a special card now. I've got a gold card.
Fancy. Thank you for coming on the show. This has been awesome. And enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. That's appreciated.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Time to get up on my soapbox for just a minute.
Oh, here we go.
You're angry in here this morning.
Oh, a little bit upset. I'm not going to name the company, but it's a health insurance company. And it rhymes with smelly bank. Let's just say that. Smelly by name, smelly by nature what I'm saying, because they need to sort out their on-hold situation. So both myself and my wife, Emmy,
It'll never get old.
Borat over here. Calm down, right?
Sorry.
Both my wife and I, we're at the same company. We've got different... set up different policies ages ago, right? And so Emmy said, look, we've got to combine them and then put baby Esme, make sure it's all organised and it will be in one policy that will end up cheaper. I was like, fantastic. That sounds like a good idea.
You sure you want to commit to that?
What?
The three of you together? You sure about this, Crevo?
It is a big step, but I am sure.
Yeah, good.
So Wednesday last week, the saga begins. I telephoned them, the regular hotline or whatever it is, right? You press 2 for this, press 3 for that. 45 minutes later, the phone line just disconnects.
Yeah, no.
Really?
And I went, okay, that's Wednesday. That's enough smelly bank for today, right? So I'll have another go tomorrow. So tomorrow, Thursday, this is at this point, comes around. Call up the number again. Press 2. I know the numbers by this time. Press 2, then 1, then enter your date of birth and all that sort of stuff. And away you go, option 3. 1 hour and 15 minutes on the phone. This time I'm put through to someone and they say, oh,
sorry, that's not our department.
Oh, come on.
I'll have to connect you to another department. We don't do the combining thing. We do other stuff. I've pressed the wrong numbers, probably.
This is all sounding a bit sus to me. Like, is that, is there a department that you're calling just doesn't exist anymore?
No, it exists. I just dialed the wrong numbers. And they're like, okay, it'll be 25 minutes at least.
Sounds like a you problem.
I was at an hour 15 at this point. I was like, nah, I'm checking out.
No.
Friday rolls around. I forgot, to be fair. So, Saturday, but then I was like, Saturday morning, probably not many people will ring. So I was like,
oh, that's here a we lie. Go.
This is a great idea. I rang up. I got through pretty quick. It was within about 20 minutes. So I was like, we're on here.
Take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. So I was like, this is what I want to do. Explain it. I had the right department and everything.
Uh-huh.
They said, oh, your wife needs to be here with you on the call, because you're not like an authorized representative.
Oh, come on.
I was not.
You're married to her.
I was in a different place. Oh. I wasn't at home. Call back another time.
Oh, come on.
That's what I thought.
Emmy, hurry up and get home.
So I drove home and then we, another 25 minutes there with Emmy. Yep, sounds good. We were able to combine them all together, no problems. But this is the price, way higher.
Because you're combining all three?
I guess so. And then they're like, you're combining it all way higher. We can do discounts, so, but you're not talking to the discount person.
Wow.
So it's all been combined. And then they said, oh, don't worry, I'll put a note in. We'll call you on Monday. No call back Monday.
Yeah, that sucks.
So today is Tuesday.
Oh, it's been going for nearly a week.
This is day six of the saga.
Wow.
I'm having another go today. Wish me luck.
Why? I just give up. Time to change providers.
Yep.
I have considered it.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Strongly considering it, because Smelly Bank, they are smelling big time.
Do you know the best way to make sure you get a call?
What's that?
Is contact them via social media.
You know what? That is my next course of action. If I don't get a call today, I'm getting on their Facebook. Full Karen-ing it.
You do it.
I might even cut my hair in that silly way. I might even do it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And guys, I wanted to, I guess, take this opportunity to talk about something pretty sad that we found out about yesterday after the show.
Yeah.
And that is the big boss of our whole radio network, Bill Corrales, passed away on Friday.
Yeah.
81 years of age, and he really built an incredible, I guess, radio company and empire. And he did it at a time when people had sort of lost a bit of belief in radio. And it really is something that is in people's, especially in Australia, it sits in people's houses.
Yeah.
And it's their company and it's very personal. And he believed in that. And he actually built up a company of 42 radio stations.
Gosh.
Which is extraordinary,
and
right?
He had a stellar career as well. He's worked with the Newtown Jets before they folded. Big, big rugby league man.
Yeah.
And to be able to run a media mogul company from the 80s right through to now is phenomenal.
And with so many changes in the industry happening all the time as well and over the decades.
That's right. And he kept up with it. And he launched a lot of careers as well. People that you see across TV and radio now, all over, all different companies, they started often at his stations. And he also was a very generous man, helping a lot of long-term staff. Sometimes people might have health battles or something. He'd just say, no worries, just keep paying them.
Yep.
You know, he really took care of his own, and that's something to be commended.
Bill, very, very well known for during the COVID era, so many other radio station networks, for whatever their reasons, firing people left, right and centre.
Yep.
And Bill was picking them up.
That's
and said,
right.
You want a job? You've got families to feed. Nobody from the Super Radio Network got the flick.
Yeah.
And he kept everyone on. He hired more people and made sure that everybody's livelihoods weren't destroyed And yeah, that compassion, that generosity went a long way.
Absolutely. This station here at UFM, this is the second station that I've worked under the Corrales network.
Yeah.
And I remember going through COVID during that time, and my first radio station was with the Corrales network, of course. And yeah, he, the way that he treated his staff and was in constant communication with them, sensational.
Yeah, it really incredible. He was a generous man, and he also, like, signed a lot of legends as well. Let's not forget, back in 2011, signed John Laws.
Huge, wow. Great.
The golden microphone himself, really. Absolutely incredible. And he will be missed. He was a very private man. He didn't do a lot of interviews and stuff as well. And the family, of course, you know, are asking for the same level of privacy.
Yes.
Which is only fair. And he'll be missed across the industry, and he'll be missed as, you know, a part of the community and a businessman and a family man as well. So, Vale Bill, you will be missed, and we'll be thinking of your family and thoughts with your family
going
forward.
Thoughts with the family, yeah, for sure.
So, thank you for all you've done. We are so, so appreciative.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Looking through my socials a couple of days ago, I came across people who were in awe at the fact that they were on Facebook Marketplace and found up for sale a Donut King franchise.
Yes.
The whole business was up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. Now, I like Facebook Marketplace as much as the next person, but is that the spot to sell your business?
Sounds a bit funny.
Crevo, you're a business owner.
Yes.
Are you listing Crevo's on Clyde on Facebook Marketplace if and when the time comes to pack up stumps?
I know.
There we go.
I think for a second. The reason I thought for a second is because I sell a lot on there.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the right person is there because it sort of matches, but not a donut shop.
You'd be good at it, though. If anyone can sell a business on Marketplace, it'd be you.
Maybe, but not a donut shop.
A bit of a rogue one.
Yeah.
A bit of a weird one to find on Marketplace.
Here's a question, though. If you're selling your business through Marketplace, wouldn't that be better? Because then, you know, you don't have to pay a real estate agent or commercial property.
Well, that's the thing.
Potentially,
you're
yeah.
not going through those avenues, but yeah. somebody comes in and signs the dotted line and takes over the franchise agreement. Mm. Happy days. But also, looking at the... Can you imagine... trying to sell your Donut King. Hey, mate, is this still available? I'm going to come round and check it out. Take your free cine while you're there.
Yeah.
And go, oh, I'm going to think about it. I'll get back to you.
So your main concern is there'd be too many people trying to get free cinnamon donuts.
Absolutely.
What a great little nifty trick.
It would become a, is this still available, left you on red. So I did my own deep dive.
Okay.
Had a bit of a look around to see what I could find across the local area of things that were a bit rogue, a little bit different. And one that's tickled my fancy is a...
Another donut shop.
it's a business called Mr. Spills.
Oh.
And so it's they've gotten, whether it's a small bottle of Johnny Walker alcohol or liquid paper or a tea bag, and they've made like a stain but then resined it so that it's like a paperweight, but it looks like you've knocked over a cup of tea.
Oh,
and so
right.
you can put it on like a laptop or you put it on a piece of paper and give people a bit of a freak out on a Monday morning thinking that they've knocked over their cup of joe.
Very fun. I like this.
That's a fun office prank.
It is. Yeah. And for $15 out in Tingara Heights. So nice. Again,
tasty.
Mr. Spills, one to look at. Another one that I saw yesterday and went, this can't be real. A helicopter. Like a full helicopter.
I've seen this. I've seen the exact one.
Really?
Yes.
Not just your remote control helicopter, a 1990 Robinson R22, $40,000 yep. in Belmont.
Yep.
Sorry, I don't want to give people $5 on Marketplace. I'm not putting 40 Gs down. No.
That's risky, isn't it?
That's just because I'm cheap.
Yeah, that is also it. But also, I just don't know about a helicopter off Marketplace. I just don't know if I would trust it.
I don't trust a fridge that I bought off Marketplace because you go, does it work?
Great question.
Yeah.
Have you got one, Ari?
Well, the helicopter was going to be my example.
Unbelievable. How about this? You know at Crangan Bay, the big prawn that was on top of the like the petrol station sign?
Someone selling a prawn.
Well, you know, it lost its head a little while ago.
I remember this. Yeah.
And then recently, I saw somebody trying to sell it on Marketplace.
Sell the head?
Well, no, just the body without the head, the headless prawn.
I'm not sure they really had access to it.
Very interesting. Actually, something that comes to mind, when I was living in Wollongong a little while ago, there was this like industrial estate near where I lived, and I was going for a drive one day, and I saw this big KFC bucket, like as in like the actual thing from atop
the spinny ones, yeah.
Yeah, from atop the restaurants and stuff. Apparently, I asked my boss about it. Yeah, so the business bought it from Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah, that's mad.
Maybe dodgy.
Well, they're full. Apparently, there's a whole bunch of those KFC buckets that are full of footballs. Because people try and kick them over the top and they miss.
Oh.
And they go inside the bucket. Yeah, brilliant. So sometimes they had to put a lid on top of them. But there was a while there where they was just full of footballs.
I love it. So be alert. Not everything you see on Marketplace is to be believed.
No.
And be careful if you're buying a helicopter. Mm.
Yeah, safety first.
That is definitely it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
What are you up to today, Scott? What's going on tonight?
It's a Tuesday, which means trivia tonight. Sydney Junction Hotel, 7 o'clock. Come say g'day. It's a lot of fun. And if you mentioned you heard about it on the radio,
50 free points.
But, well, one bonus point.
Oh, one free
point. One bonus one point. We kick off at 7 o'clock. SJ's Beaumont Street.
And there you Scott, go. You have said that some people have actually taken up that opportunity.
A couple. Yeah. I've had a couple that have come through, so don't be shy. Come down and say g'day.
Yeah, and here's the most stunning, stunning trivia host.
That's just looking.
You'll ever see. And then you should hear his voice.
Oh.
You hear it all the time. You know what it's like.
Right now.
It's as good as it gets if you want to see the best trivia in the world.
Oh, my God.
Ari, good afternoon planned, relaxing one.
Yeah, just going to have a lot of coffee, I think. a lot of coffee.
It's been a big morning. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See
ya. Bye.
See ya. That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.